Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, Todd Rundgren and Bang the Drum All Day. That's a little Friday morning song we play for you.
It's always a good time. All right, next week or next month is Halloween.
Yes.
And you kind of think, you know, it's going to be different. Not really sure how it's going to go. But candy sales are up from last year. 13%.
Huh.
And chocolate sales up 25%.
I could see that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, just so we can consume it ourselves. But I just find it interesting that, you know, if people aren't sure if they're going to do it or not, people are buying more candy.
Yeah. Maybe they're just thinking about donating it to like a trunk or treat type thing, or
like a drive through that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, we're doing treats in the park. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, you don't even have to get out of your car.
No.
It's going to be safe.
It's the laziest way to Halloween I've ever heard of, but it's going to be glorious. So us, our sister station, Grace Heartland Church in the city of E-Town have teamed up. It's going to be on Halloween Day. And the cool part is it's during the daytime.
Yes, from 2 to 5.
It's out at Freeman Lake Park. Yep. And you just drive through the main entrance. You slow roll through there. We'll have some music you can tune into and check out. And you get a sack of candy. We hope your kids will decorate yourselves up and decorate you up and all that, and wear a costume.
You still need to, yeah, enjoy it. Like, mm-hmm. It's Halloween. Mm-hmm. It's just going to look different this year.
Have you ever seen that thing that Jimmy Kimmel on his show does every year? He has parents trick their kids, because there's always new kids and always kids that are just coming along old enough to go trick-or-treating for the
right.
first time. He has parents set up a camera and empty out the candy out of the kid's little jack-o'-lantern or whatever and just put a few wrappers in there. And the parents go, "I'm sorry, I got hungry when you went to bed. I ate all your candy." And then they post the reactions up. Some of the kids are like, "That's okay, Mommy." And you're like, "Aw." And then they're like, "I was just kidding. Here's your candy." Some kids start screaming and throwing themselves on the floor.
No, you didn't.
But the best thing ever was this kid who had to be about 3 years old goes, "Jimmy Kittle told you to do that."
Oh.